The Administrative Rules Committee voted 6-4 to ask the DNR to allow small amounts of feed for hunting and viewing deer. Legislators want a 2-gallon limit for feeding north of Highway 54. Similar amounts of bait would be allowed statewide, except in places where CWD is present. Senator Bob Welch says if the DNR doesn't ease up on its ban, then the committee will vote it down permanently. With that, the Red Granite Republican laid down the gauntlet to DNR officials.
When they meet on Thursday, we want them to understand that we have not changed our position, that we want to compromise. But if they come back and say, no dice, we're not doing it, it's all or nothing, then the marker's down that they're the ones asking for truckloads of feed out there, not us.
The majority of committee members voted against the bait and feed ban, despite pleas from people like Richard Miller. The Wisconsin hunter used to live in England, where CWD's cousin Mad Cow destroyed the beef industry.
If the worst-case scenario develops and the disease jumps to cattle or humans, the economic impact on Wisconsin would be cataclysmic.
So far, that hasn't happened here. Tests confirmed the deaths of 3 Wisconsin hunters were not linked to meat from diseased deer, and no cattle in the state have become ill. But if the disease decimates the deer herd, there would still be a significant economic impact in a state where hunting is both tradition and tourism lure. However, the concern of legislators like Lorraine Cerotti is the immediate financial strain on feed mills.
We've heard from dozens of small business owners across the state who have lost significant revenues, who are on the brink of closing up their family businesses, and that concerns me a great deal.
Nearly all the major hunting groups support a ban on baiting and feeding, but Tom Halverson from Concerned Hunters of Wisconsin doesn't think a statewide ban is necessary until CWD spreads beyond the Southwest.
I just don't understand why it's okay for the DNR to use bait where deer is infected with CWD, but the rest of us can't bait deer where the herd is proven to be healthy and there is no CWD.
But DNR officials point out testing isn't foolproof. A sick deer in Walworth County was recently found in an area where the disease hadn't been detected earlier. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.